A raid in Eau Claire last week, connected with a months-long investigation into methamphetamine trafficking, netted 8 arrests, methamphetamine, and weapons. Deputy Chief Eric Larson of the Eau Claire Police Department says evidence from the bust shows that around 13 pounds of meth were trafficked from the Twin Cities to Eau Claire over a year and a half. Is meth seeing a comeback in the city of Eau Claire?
In the city of Eau Claire, yes. And in the broader West Central Drug Task Force region, we have seen an increase.
In 2005, lawmakers clamped down on the sale of pseudoephedrine. It's an over-the-counter medication that's also one of the main ingredients of meth. Larson says that made the drug less available in the Chippewa Valley, and meth-related arrests fell, but not for long. In 2009, there were 7 such arrests and 5 in 2010, but Larson says there have been 15 cases so far this year.
I guess I was surprised to see that it's coming back as strongly as it has been.
Dave Spakowitz is the director of field operations for the Division of Criminal Investigation. He says statewide there's been an increase in meth lab seizures, too. Authorities found 32 last year, and 2011 is on track to match that.
There's a new production method. It's a new production method to Wisconsin. It's not new to the United States, but we're seeing an increase in what's commonly referred to as the one-pot method.
Spakowitz says that means ingredients are cooked in one container, which makes the process more convenient, but produces smaller batches of meth. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.